Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One last item from before. Dan Cook added, a ticket to the Prep Bowl is $16. So you get to see all that football for $60, but if you want to run and rollerblade exercise, it's $15. Okay, that makes sense. What do you got, Dave? What is question number one of Am I Wrong?
Well, this came to me at the end of the previous segment as we were talking about mall walking and if we could get mall running going at the Mall of America or on the Skyways. Chad, I've got it. It's a $1 million idea that I'm handing completely for free to the folks at the Mall of America.
Right.
We need another big sporting event in this town, something to draw people from all over the country, all over the world. We hold it in the dead of winter. It's called the Marathon of America. You can do it early on a Saturday, early on a Sunday before the stores even open. You won't have to, you know, hurt the retail business all that much. I just looked it up. It's a little over a mile around one level of the mall. So say it's, 25, 26. You do a half marathon, whatever it is. But the Marathon of America has to come to MOA.
Okay, so is it – wait, what was that soundbite? Sorry, I forgot about that.
Thank you.
Do we close the mall down or do we add the challenge where shoppers are still there and the marathon is taking place? So, early, the first maybe, 10 miles or so, it's not that busy. But as the afternoon moves along, more people are shopping. It's a greater challenge and gives those folks who are behind a greater opportunity because the leaders might keep colliding with just people who are shopping.
Mm. Now, I like where your head's at on this one. I was thinking you started early enough so, the fast folks are done well in advance of, any of the shoppers that are there. But I kind of like the added element of sort of making it almost like a hurdles event or a Frogger type of thing. Yeah.
Well,
I think we started at noon on Black Friday. Maybe we do that.
That's what you're going to say. Because you want to have the dogged determination of the shoppers there. Also, is it Nickelodeon now? Is that what we have out there in the middle?
Yeah, I think we're still Nickelodeon universe.
I think the characters are also allowed to get in your way and cause problems. So it's not just a normal marathon. It's Black Friday, and Dora out of nowhere just slams into the wall.
I just thought of it with the amusement park in the middle too. That could create kind of a Rosie Ruiz situation.
That's true.
Somebody that's a little behind, maybe getting a little tuckered, just cut right through. All of a sudden, you pop out by the Cinnabon. Where did he come from?
Yes. I think this is a great idea. It makes me wonder a little bit about your Am I Wrong preparation, though, considering we were just talking about this the previous segment.
Well, that's because you didn't let me get it in. But all I'm hearing from you right now is, wait, no, sorry. I'm hearing this one.
A little hot. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think I added a nice addition to it, though.
Yeah, you did okay. Yeah, you're fine.
But, I was just on the edges, the core of it, the meal. I provided like I don't know. The asparagus. You provided everything else in the meal. By the way, asparagus, the best vegetable out there. What do you think of that?
Asparagus. Boy, I hated it as a kid. Absolutely hated it. The last time I tried it, it was, fine.
Oh, no, you're missing it. Phenomenal. What is your number one go-to vegetable?
Oh, man. Probably just a carrot.
Corn on the cob's way up there.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we're going like, you know, corn on the cob, do potatoes count?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's probably corn then. Sweet corn? Can't go wrong with that. Absolutely.
You're saying a cream-style corn?
Good for a soup or a casserole, but not a big fan of eating it just, you know, out of the can.
Just on its own. All right. What do we have for number two of Am I Wrong?
The French baguette. Earlier this week, recognized by the UN as a, quote, cherished tradition to be preserved by humanity.
Ridiculous.
This is the French baguette, of course, you know, that giant long thing that's hard as a rock on the outside.
Excuse me?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep.
The French baguette is massively overrated. It's
so
it's awful.
I don't know if it's awful, but there's so many Adam Carter jokes I could go with right here. I mean, just over and over again. They need to sell you a shorter one, okay?
And sell you the Chad version.
Yeah, no. Look at these hands, not a problem. These size 13 feet, not a problem. And then you're 100% right. You get it. And you think it's about as hard as it can be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then a day later at your house, it is about as hard as a wall.
Yes.
And you need to have a professional knife sharpener right there to make your knives as sharp as possible to get through it. And then with all the other bread options out there, it's not that good. I think when people get it, they like to have their beret in. They like to think they're in Paris. They're off to some cafe. And they've got their baguette when they're actually just going to Lakeville to have spaghetti.
I mean, spaghetti sounds okay.
And Lakeville, all they do is send kids to Wisconsin. No, the baguette, way overhyped. Unnecessary. Once again, pains me to say this. You are right. Let's pause right there. I'm going to talk John Schuster. We'll come back. We'll give you a couple more. Am I Wrong? When you hire an expert, you want the best, right? Like, if you're going to a doctor for yourself or a kid or your loved one, you're not just going, I'm just going to show up at this doctor's office and see if it works. Like, the other day, I'm going to get to this on Monday. We had a major garage door malfunction. I don't know how it went, by the way, from, well, you just have to pull it up to it's sideways and bolts are coming out. But, yeah, it did. I called the company. They came out. They were fantastic. I've got the guy to help you out in the housing area, John Schuster. I can just tell you one thing. Superhuman being. Anybody deals with John will rave about him as a person. But it's more than just he's a good guy. He gets results. How do you track down John and the entire team? 952-222-9000 or johnschustergroup.com. Let's give you an example here. Adam and Elizabeth, they wanted to move to a bigger home, and they wanted an expert. They didn't want the random doctor, the random mechanic. They wanted the best of the best. That is the Schuster Group. They learned that John had sold over 4,000 homes in the last 15 years. They took a look at that place in St. Louis Park. They found the perfect buyer, and they negotiated a full asking price offer, and it went straight to sold. It got done as easy as can be. Story after story about John Schuster. Again, track him down. JohnSchusterGroup.com. Who we got here?
Familiar with this tune?
I think I am.
Carrie Underwood, Stretchy Pants.
I didn't recognize it was Carrie, though. I got to be honest.
It is.
I don't think she's ever had a stretchy pants issue.
No. I don't think she's had the need for them.
Cameroon in extra time scores 9 minutes of extra time. They're about 5 minutes in. Cameroon trying to pull off the upset over Brazil, and they're showing the standings right now, Harrigan. This could put Brazil in deep trouble. Does this eliminate Brazil?
Hey, boy, I don't know. Let's see what. They've got 6 points tied with Switzerland. I don't know how are the Swiss doing in their match?
Yeah.
Are they playing right now?
That.
I don't know.
Yeah. I wish we had somebody text us. If Brazil loses, are they done? Heavyweights. Favorite.
Big time
Brazil.
Upset. I love this.
Oh, yeah. Clearing the path for us to win the World Cup. Mm-hmm. Do we have time for one more? Am I wrong?
We can sneak in one more. Sure, absolutely we can. I was sent over to my neighbor's house a couple days ago because I had to deliver something, and my wife said, oh, and by the way, they have a pizza they want us to try. Well, that's interesting. Okay, so I ran over there.
Wait, a made pizza?
Yes, something that came from a pizza establishment. That I guess they just had leftovers. I wasn't sure what the deal was, but okay, fine. Yeah, I like pizza. There's nothing wrong with that. Chad, it was a pepperoni, sausage, green olive, and sauerkraut abomination of a pizza.
I was all in the first three. I think green olives on a pizza are fantastic. And I like me some sauerkraut. Not on a pizza, though. No. Sauerkraut doesn't get enough respect as a condiment. A lot of versatility. I know some people like it on a pizza. I say, get out of here. But I'm guessing you don't like the green olives either.
Vegetables and fruit do not belong on a pizza. Once you have sauce, cheese, a crust put together, add a meat product, that's great. Usually makes it better. Once you add any sort of fruit or vegetable, it makes it a lesser product.
Yes, you're wrong. Yes. Vegetables absolutely can make it better. Fruit, you couldn't be more right. The pineapple lovers out there, get out of here. I'm not afraid of pineapples like Adam Carter. Adam Carter's afraid because they have spikes. He thinks they're out to get him. Like the pineapple is waiting around the corner. And there's Mr. Evil Bad Pineapple waiting to get at him. Okay? No. But the Hawaiian pizza is an excuse for you to be kicked out of this country. That's what I think about that. Get out of here with pineapple on the pizza. Linda's construction time check. It's time to go. Any window questions? One way to go. Infinity. From Marvin Windows. Mr. Pineapple lover himself, Jason DeRussia, is next on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.